Today, I'd like to share with you a talk titled A Superior Person's Gift. As a Buddhist, all of you, especially all the donors who are so generous and always perform the dana to support us in whatever way they can. So, in order for you to get best benefit out of the dana you perform, so I choose this topic so that you can learn from it, and when you learn, when you perform the dana, you remember it, then you get you can get the utmost benefit from the dana you perform. Okay? So this sutta is from Anguttara Nikaya number 5. Sutta 148, a superior person's gift. Buddha said, there are 5 gifts of a superior person. It means that when we offer the dana, then how should we perform that dana? Buddha said, first, you give a gift or donation or support or whatever dana you offer, you do it out of faith. Not simply do it without faith. You do it out of faith. I think all Buddhists sure do it out of faith. Without faith, they will not do. So faith to what? To whom? To Buddha, to the Dhamma, and to the Sangha who live their life according to the Dhamma, who preach the Dhamma, who help you to understand the teaching of the Buddha, because Sangha are not working, right? So they are being supported by the generous devotees so that they can do better services to the humankind. Therefore, we perform the dana out of faith to the Triple Gem, and also out of faith to the Kamma, to the good Kamma, the law of Kamma. Because every good deed rep is good result. This is called faith in the law of Kamma. Okay? The second one, Buddha said, we give a gift out, we give a gift when we do the dana, we do it respectfully. This is very important. We don't simply, I offer you. No. Yes, you can do it, but the result is not what you want. We better know how to do it so that we can get utmost result. So we do it respectfully. Later I will explain to you one by one. Third, we do it at the right time. Number 4, we do it with a generous heart, not with stingy heart. Not offer, we eat the superior food and we offer the most inferior food. This is called, we are not doing with generous heart. And number 5, we do it without denigrating or belittle oneself or others. For example, when we do some dana with abundant gift, and some people only offer little, then we belittle other people. That is not correct way. Okay, so we do it without denigrating oneself and others. So these are the 5 attitudes. If you can fulfill this 5 attitudes, you reap utmost result. Okay? So let's go one by one to make it clear. So when a donor, because he give a gift out of faith, so what is the result? Whenever the result of this donation ripens, what is the result? The first result, I think most donor know, he will become rich. This is the law of karma. Whatever donor, whatever donation you perform, whatever dana you perform, the first result is you become rich. Not immediately. Immediately, that's not possible. It takes some time for a result to ripen. Even you plant durian, you have to wait 7-8 7 months, 7 years, right? You cannot, oh, today I do $10 donation, the donation come back $100 within 1 hour. Sometimes this happens now, but most of the time it takes some time for the result to ripen. So have to be patient. Have to be patient for the result to ripen. Okay. So it becomes once you do dana, even without faith. Once you do dana, even without faith, you will also become rich. Because this is the law of karma. Okay? It becomes rich and with great wealth. Okay? But if you do it out of faith, through the triple gem, through the law of karma, so you not only become rich, you also have supreme beauty of complexion. Your complexion become very graceful, good looking, for men, handsome, for women, beautiful. So why not we do with faith? Then to become rich and someone, I also can become beautiful, I also can become good looking. Then when you become graceful, good looking and beautiful, whenever you want to apply job, you easily get a job because of your beauty also. Now you attract other people, right? Therefore, we must do the dana, we give a gift with faith, not without faith. This is the first thing you have to learn. Second, we give a gift respectfully. So when you give a gift, when you perform a dana, you become rich. But if we do it respectfully, what is the result? What is the extra result? Let's say, what is the respectfully first? Respectfully mean whenever you want to offer something, you kneel down. You don't stand higher than the recipient. You stand higher than the recipient's little below, and then you offer the gift. That is not proper, not respectfully. So you should place yourself lower than the recipient. The best way is you bow down 3 times. The more humble, the more respectfully you are, you bear greater result. So why not? Right? Why not? So we bow down respectfully, then using 2 hands. Don't use 1 hand. Nah. Like that type of offering, if I am the recipient, I can reject your offering. I say, sorry, I don't need that. Right? Because your attitude is disrespectful. You know? Sometimes we in monastic, we take that donation so they can get married. Right? But if a devotee offer with considered manner, we say that, oh, we don't need that, sorry. Then you take back the gift belong to yourself. You take back your gift. Okay? Therefore, we bow down and offer with 2 hands, not 1 hand, respectfully, and the better way is personally. You don't say, okay, my friend, you help me to offer to this person. Then the merit go to him, not go to you. So you better offer personally. Don't ask somebody to help you to offer. You wait for the opportunity and come and offer personally so that you can have better joy and happiness. This is for your benefit, not for donors, not for recipients' benefit. I remember one time, because I'm very close to my teacher. So once you become too close, you tend to become disrespectful. That is the human nature. So one day my teacher, he was sick, very sick. I have been taking care for him for more than 3 months already. And too close. So sometimes lack of mindfulness. So I give him medicine with 1 hand. He didn't want to accept. He said, check your attitude. He admonished me, scolded me, not scolded me, told me off. Then I quickly kneel down and used 2 hands to offer. Only then he accepted that maxim. Okay? I also learned from my mistake. Okay? Okay, so if you perform the dana respectfully, apart from become rich and endowed with great wealth, what are the extra benefits? Buddha said, your children, your wife or your husband, your employees or your workers will become very obedient to you. They lend their ears to you and apply their mind to understand you, what you want them to do. But if we do not do respectfully, your wife, your worker, your employee, do whatever they want to do, all go against you, then you suffer endlessly, especially as a boss. You want your employee to do A, and he come up with the B. Then your company get lost, you get very angry, you get very offended, you cannot get things done properly. I think in my past life, or maybe because I used one hand to offer to my teacher, not respectfully, therefore my volunteer do not listen to me. They are not so obedient to me, and they do not try to apply their mind to understand what I want to do. Even I ask them to do A, they come up with B. I think this is my karma, maybe because I do dana without doing respectfully. Okay? So if you get all your close friend, all your wife, like family member, employer and worker to obey to you, listen to you and do whatever you want to do, what a blessing for you. It's the highest, also one of the achievement, right? And you get very pleasant, you're very happy, and live in without much worry, because whatever you say, they follow 100% to what you say. This is a very strong achievement, if I can gain that. So next time I also want to do dana respectfully. Okay. Number three, you do a dana at right time. What does it mean at right time? For example, when a person is sick, then you offer medicine to him immediately. This is called right time, right? When he is sick and you offer ropes, he doesn't need the rope at this time. He needs medicine or services to take care of him. He doesn't need a rope. So when a person is very ill, very sick, and you offer him rope, it's called not offering the right thing at the right time, right? So when person needs vehicle, for example, when I was in Cyberjaya, I need to come back to Kuala Lumpur, our brother Daniel quickly offered me vehicle, come back from Penang to KL in order to drive me back to Penang. This is called offer right thing at the right time. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Okay, so whatever you offer, see what they need at this moment. What this person need at this moment, and you offer right thing at the right time. So when you offer right thing at the right time, you not only become rich, you can gain another benefit. That is the result, the benefit come to you at the right time. In our life, sometimes we need certain things, right? We are short of certain things, so very urgently we need something. Then the benefit will immediately come to you at the right time. Here I'd like to share with you one of my story. After I left Prau in Burma, I came back to Malaysia. I have no place to stay. I stayed here a few days, stay a few days here, 1 month, then 1 month, sometimes go overseas, stay a few months, then come back. I'm a homeless, really homeless person. And plus, I stay in Burma for too long. I also don't know any Malaysian who can support me. Plus, I do not handle money. Even I sick, I cannot go and see doctor, because I don't handle money, I'm 10 precepts. So I also don't know anybody who can support me. So I also suffer accordingly, because I keep this 10 precepts. So wandering here and there, and sometimes somebody kind enough to offer me a house, then I temporarily stay. But when I stay there, the devotee who support the me become too attached to me. So I don't want them too attached to me, because any attachment is not good, right? So I have to go somewhere else so that he will not get too much attached to me. So sometimes I go back home to my hometown, you know, in order to let her lose a little bit the attachment. That is my intention. But the devotee cannot understand me and started to criticize me. So I already become nun, still strong attachment to the family. I always go back to hometown. Oh. My good intention is to prevent her to attach too much to me. If I keep staying with her, and now she will have strong, I already see the attachment. Therefore, but I have nowhere to go. The only place I can go is to go back to my hometown. But after going back to my hometown, I get criticism from her. I say that I still attached to a family. I say, don't know what to do. I also don't want to explain, right? You want to miss, you do not trust me, and if you want to misunderstand me in that way, I let it be. There's no way to explain to the world what you think, right? Not necessary. Then after that, there's Kuala Lumpur. At that time, I was in Kuala Lumpur. Then after that, I said, forget it. Then I moved to Penang. Homeless, I'm a homeless person. So I moved to Penang. Then one of the devotees kind enough, you know, to offer me a house. But she also strong attachment to me. Very strong attachment to me, plus because in my past life, I do not perform dana respectfully. So whatever I want to do, go. I cannot get thing I want to do. She will do something, go against me without intention. It's not her intention want to go against me. It's my karma that blocked. I got to rip that type of karma, okay? So finally I say, I also cannot like that. Because I cannot stay in people's house permanently like that, not create a lot of attachment, unhappiness. So one day in the morning, I start to meditate. I say that I have been homeless, wandering here and there for many years already. I need to settle down. I need to settle down permanently and to do my propagation of the Dharma, right? If I have a permanent center, then I can give regular teaching. But since I don't have center and I'm homeless, so sometimes I go abroad, go US, go China, go here and there just because I don't have home to stay. Therefore, I have to leave. I have to leave Malaysia. I don't have permanent home. And if I stay in people's apartment, that is like, I feel I'm locked in the cage. I belong to the forest. I want to stay in the forest. I cannot lock in the cage. So after many years staying in the apartment, I said, no, I need. So the thought arise in me. In that morning, I said that I need a permanent center so that I can settle down myself and I can propagate Buddha's teaching more regularly. Just one thought. Then afternoon, 11 o'clock, 11:30, somebody come and do dana. Without I speak out first my wish, this devotee told me that, sister, in Balik Pulau, somebody is selling the land. You want to go and see or not? Because she herself got one piece of land here. She very hope that I can become her neighbor. So she approached me to buy the land. I said, my goodness, I just have a talk in the morning, and within 3 hours, 4 hours, somebody already approached me, telling me that somebody, this land wanted to be sold, asked me want to buy or not. This is what, I think I do the dana at the right time. Although I don't do the dana respectfully, but I do the dana at the right time so that the benefit come to me at the right time. At the right time in abundant measure. So on that day, I immediately deal with the land. This is how the AVMC comes about. Whatever dana you perform at the right time, then apart from becoming rich, you also you can reap the benefit at the right time in abundant measure. Whenever you need, that thing will just appear. Why that thing you need suddenly appear? Because the law of karma. The law of karma act in that way. But you don't go and wish every time, oh, I want this, I want that. Then the law of karma doesn't work anymore. Cannot be greedy. Cannot say, oh, this time I want this, that time I want this, this time I want this. Oh, no, the law of karma says, you're too greedy. I don't want to fulfill your wish. You see, I never pray one. This is the only thing I pray in my life. Now I also want to pray. I want to make a second prayer. That is, I need a permanent manager to manage my center. Because it's beyond my ability already. Otherwise, I will give away the center. It's big. I cannot cope anymore. So I'm going to pray for second things. And whatever I pray, not for my benefit. If you pray only for your benefit, I don't think the karma work or not. I don't know lah. But if you pray not based on your own benefit, then the chances you get it is better. Okay? Because Deva also will help one. Deva can read our mind, right? You pray for yourself, I stop you. You pray for out of benefit of many, then I fulfill what you wish. Okay? So this is the perform dana at the right time. Number four, you perform dana with generous heart. Today, I want to point out, Brother Ui Tong Hai is very generous person. Brother Daniel and family is also very generous person. They offer the best. Every time when they come dana, Saturday dana, they only, not only offer me, they offer other people, whoever comes. Sometimes 7 people, 9 person, they offer with generous heart. Then you know what benefit you will get, you know. I let you know, so you can happy with what you want. So apart from become rich because of your dana, and Buddha said, you will get your mind, those who offer with generous heart. Okay, what does it mean offer with generous heart? There are 3 types of gift. One is called superior gift. One is called middle. One is inferior gift. Sometimes we offer superior gift that we ourselves don't eat. But we offer to the certain person, to the monk, monastery, or to your parent, or to whatever whom they are, you know. It's called superior gift. Sometimes what we eat, we offer to the same recipient. Eat same thing together with us. This is called middle gift. One is, the last one is called inferior gift. Inferior gift, then I eat the best, you eat the poor one. So we eat the best food, then we offer the poor item to those monks, monastery, and other people. This is called inferior gift. But you still can become rich because it's the dana. No? It's a dana, whether you offer superior gift, middle gift, or inferior gift, you will remain, become rich. But if you offer with generous heart, some people, they offer not with very generous heart. No? They reserve some. They hold back some. This is called not generous heart. But if a donor offer with generous heart, we see what happened. Apart from become rich, Buddha said, their mind tend to the enjoyment of excellent things. Let me explain. One person offer with inferior gift, another person offer with superior gift. And when the result come back, who offer with superior gift one, drive Mercedes. Those who offer with inferior gift, drive Kanjil. That is the difference. Then who offer with generous heart, he stay in Mangalore. Who who offer with hold back heart, hold back something, hold back heart, stay in apartment. And who offer with generous heart, whenever he travel, he go business class. Whoever offer with reserved heart, go to economic class. I think I in my past life, including this present life, I stay in Pa'au, you know. And they call me the queen of Dharma. Not the queen of Dharma. The queen of Dharma. Because whatever I have, I can many offer. I offer Pa'au Siya Rod, excellent kuti. I offer this and offer that. I think I offer with generous heart. Therefore, whenever I travel, somebody offer me business class. So when I go to Kuala Lumpur, my friend offered me a bungalow in front with the lake. Every day I can enjoy the scenery, very nice. In Balai Pulau, usually I have a big place to stay. I think this is a result of my dana I offer with generous heart. So whenever I go, I got very good place to stay, but none of them belong to me. None of the bungalow belong to me or belong to other people. But I just like it because it does not belong to me, then I don't have concern, right? I don't have the concern. Then take care, it's not mine. I am very contented with that. Therefore, so I trust Brother Oi and Brother Danny and family, they offer with generous heart so they can enjoy excellent things in life. This is the law of karma. Okay? Therefore, Brother Daniel Kama, he wants to stay in aircon room. I let him stay in the aircon room because this is his result. It's his result. Okay. So the last one, okay, you do dana without denigrating others, without belittle yourself or look down yourself and look down other people. Sometimes you may offer more than what other people offer. You don't look down other people's dana because this is their ability. They are not so rich like you, so they can offer that much. So we should not belittle others, or we also should not belittle ourselves. When we see other people offer so much, I only offer a little bit. You should not belittle yourself also. Do not look down to yourself. Do not think, I offer a little bit, I'm shy, you offer so much. No. Whatever dana you offer, you become rich. So do not belittle oneself and others. So as a result, because it's a dana, so you will become rich. But because you do not denigrating others and yourself, so as a result, your wealth, your property are protected. Buddha said, there will be no loss of your wealth and property. Sometimes Buddha said there are five ways our property and wealth can be lost. Sometimes through flood, right? Suddenly flood, ship away all our property. Sometimes through fire, this is very common, like Chinese New Year, sometimes so many houses get burned, so they lost their property. Sometimes through, from government. Government like fine you, or sometimes take away your you cannot pay your debt, so the government take away your house. Then sometimes through robbery. Sometimes too because our son are not a good son. He spent all your wealth. So all the wealth you accumulated so hard was all spent by the unfaithful son. So our property can be lost by these five ways. But when you do dana without denigrating yourself and others, your property will be well protected. Your property and wealth will not be lost. This is what Buddha said. Therefore, now you understand the benefit of doing dana. We should do it first out of faith. Secondly, do it respectfully. Thirdly, do it at the right time. Like today, we stay here, we need food to support, right? So you come and offer the food also, you are doing at the right time. Then you do it with a generous heart. Then fifth, without denigrating oneself and others. Then, if you can fulfill these five, you not only become rich, you also will endow with supreme beauty of complexion, and all your children, your employee, your son and daughter will listen to you, very obedient to you, and do whatever you wish them to do. Not go against you, okay? And also you will get benefit at the right time. When emergency, you need something, and that thing will come at the right time. And also, you can enjoy excellent things in your life, not a poor thing. Excellent thing. Excellent car, excellent house, excellent clothing, excellent environment, excellent things. Then lastly, your wealth will be well protected. You will not lose your wealth and property. So I wish you, with this understanding, you can gain the utmost or highest blessing from your dana. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.